I remember one night a man that I know, and he had made God a vow that I will spend the first 2 hours when I get up every morning with you. And he religiously did that. He got up at 4 o'clock every morning. Went to bed real early. But he got up. He was a farmer. So he got up at 4 to 6, and then he could go do his work. But from 4 to 6, he studied God's Word. And then football season came along, and he loved football. And so he went to a school, and he wanted to see one of the colleges he went to. So he would go in on the internet before the deal with football season starts to see who's going to get to play for this school. And so he got to where he's spending an hour, 30 minutes or an hour of God's time researching the internet to find out who's going to play for his school. After about a week of that, one morning the God spoke to him. And he called his name and said, "Today you are a whore." He said, "God, I'm a man." He said, "It makes no difference. You are a spiritual whore. You promised me you would spend 4 to 6 with me every morning, and all this last week you spent the first hour with the world." He said, "You're a whore." And what did God say about whores? "So they shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Wow, he repented. He turned the thing off. He didn't have to have a wife come get it and drag it outside. He turned it off himself. But you know what happened the next few days later? He was out praying and feeding some cows. And he had a long sleeve open shirt on. And while he's praying, had his gloves on, brand new pair of leather gloves. And he was putting feed onto this auger. And that auger sucked his shirt and pulled his hand down in there. It ripped the glove off, ripped his hand open. And he screamed, "God!" He'd already repented for his sins. But he'd opened the door to the devil. And he screamed, "God, help me." And he said, "Thurman, as God is my witness, I felt a pair of hands come around my chest. I could not pull my arm out of that auger. It's drawing me and fit to tear his arm off." And he said, "When those big set of arms come around him and pulled him back, it pulled and ripped that brand new pair of leather gloves off, ripped the whole palm of his hand open. He come to church. Of course, they took him to a doctor and they stitched it all up, took many stitches in the palm of his hand. He come to our ministry. He repented of every sin. We prayed over him, and within 2 weeks there was not a scar in his hand." Is God merciful? Yes, awesome. God don't like it when we mess around, does he? Somebody said, "God would never do that to me." Oh, yeah, he will. Why do you think all this sickness and disease and all these problems we got are out there? Why do you think the first thing I want to know when you call in for something, I want every sin repented of? Because I know it's the sin that brought it on. And I want it repented of because I know if I can't pray a prayer in faith big enough unless you repent of sin. Unless I am walking totally, completely, perfectly holy before God. And if I am, he says, even though you're still in sin, I'll hear your prayer and I'll heal that brother for you. Now, isn't that an awesome statement? But that's in Job chapter 22. That's an awesome statement. Now then, verse 16 and 17. "And don't you know that if a man joins himself to a prostitute, he becomes one body with her? For the Scripture says, the two are united into one. But the person who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him." Now, this is the part we don't get. We become one with him when we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. He's always in there. It doesn't matter what you do, whether you're in the pitch of dark, whatever. You know, a lot of you girls, if you were in a shower, taking a shower, and you heard the King talk to you, he said, "I got something for you to do." And you heard that audible voice, some of y'all would grab a towel and cover up. You don't realize that God's in there with you all the time. He knows every part of your body. So when you're doing anything you're doing, God is there with you. Just like he says there, if you go to bed with a prostitute, who went to bed with that prostitute with you? The king did. You think he likes that? No, he don't like that at all. But the person who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Okay, next two verses. Run away from sexual sin. No, in other words, don't walk away from it. When it tries to approach you, run from it. No other sin is so clearly affects the body as this one does. For sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. Now, what will it do to your body? It will kill you in venereal diseases, all kinds of things. You sin against your body. And how many men and women have I had come to my ministry that were married or were Christians and had a venereal disease? And they caught it after they'd been a Christian. Had they been obeying God's word? No, not at all. Now then, a man and a woman, it's not how much sex a man and woman have that brings venereal disease. You can have one encounter. One. I knew a little girl. She was a clean, pure little girl. She was a Christian. She went off to college. And her second year of college, the head quarterback of the football team was a womanizing guy. And he thought she was the most beautiful girl ever seen, so he wanted to go with her. He went with all kinds of girls. And the first thing he wanted to do is have sex with her. She told him, no, I don't do those kind of things. I'm a Christian. Well, he kept pursuing her and pursuing her and pursuing her. And she finally fell in love with him. And they were going to get married and everything else. He said, now, if you really love me, you'll let me have sex with you before we get married. How many women have heard that story? Yeah, all of them. Nearly all of them. You know, that's just the way guys are. That's the way God made them. You know, that's just the way it is. And so she said, okay. But what she didn't know, he had AIDS. And in one more year, she's dead. He's still alive. But she died within a year after that one. And she never did marry him. Isn't that something? All it takes is one encounter. Now, if a man's woman's married, you know, and they're clean and pure when they get married, they go to bed on their wedding night. I mean, if they want to, they can have sex all day long. They can have it all week long. They can have it for hours. They can have sex every time they want to as long as they live. And they won't never have a sexual transmitted disease. You know that? Never. It won't never come there. God will honor it. He made you a sexual being. And He made you to do things a certain way. And some people don't do it. You have no idea how many men and women that I've ministered to. And I have ministered to men and women that have gotten married and have been married 10, 15, 20, and 30 years and have never had a sexual relationship since they've been married. Isn't that sad? Yeah. You know why? Because one or the other messed around. Usually it's the man. It's so amazing that so many men think they can't live without sex. Gotta have it every day. So they run around with the prostitutes of the world, or they find them a girlfriend or whatever. And then finally one day they find some girl that they want to marry, and they do, and they marry her. And maybe in some cases they have a normal sexual relationship. Maybe they get married at 30 and they run around and been promiscuous, and they have a normal relationship till they get to be 35 or 38, and then all of a sudden they wake up one morning and they can't go there no more. Can't do it. They just won't get there. And they don't understand it. What happened to me? I'll tell you what it was. It was your sin before you got married. What you couldn't live without after you did it so many times, one day God said, okay, that's it. I'm going to fix you where you can't have it no more. And the longest one I've ever dealt with was a man and a woman that had been married 25 years. 25 years. And they had a normal sexual relationship 6 months before they got married. And 6 months after they got married. But then he couldn't go there no more. And for 25 years, they never had sex again because of his disobedience. Actually, both of them's disobedience. And when they came to me, what, honey?
More so him. He was the one that went and asked
him. Oh, yeah, that's true. But he still, whenever you go to a pastor and you say, you know, what this guy did, He went to his pastor and said, you know, I met this lovely woman. You know, we want to get married, but she, her divorce is not final for about 6 more months. And we love each other. We're going to get married. Would it be okay if we started having a sexual relationship before we get married? And the pastor said, yeah, it's okay. Now, that was his opinion, and his opinion don't count before God. And so that opinion, that guy gave that man, and this couple got married, and they sure, they had sex normal for 6 months, and then after they got married, it was normal for about 6 months. And then all of a sudden, bam, he can't go there. So for 25 years, when they came to Cheryl and I a few years ago, they had not had sex in 25 years. But they married. She was ready for a divorce. It'd be something, isn't it? A sexual created being and her husband can't have sex because of their disobedience. See, neither one of them knew what they'd done. They knew what they did wrong, but they didn't have any idea that God was going to judge them for that. I told him, I said, well, tell you what, I believe that this God we serve is so merciful. If you two both will repent of your sin and tell God you're sorry for what you've done, then I believe we can ask the King to restore you, and I believe He will. And I believe you two can enjoy the rest of your life with a normal sexual relationship. They both poured out their heart to God. God, we are so sorry. We were so stupid. Lord, we did this. Yes, we knew this was wrong 25 years ago. But we now really know it's wrong. And so, Lord, we ask you to forgive us. Isn't it wonderful to serve a God that's merciful? So I ask the Lord to restore him and make him normal, and let them be able to have a normal sexual relationship. It was only 2 or 3 weeks later. He came to church on Sunday morning and he said, Pastor, oh, I wish I'd have met you 25 years ago. He said, I'd have never got in that sin. If you'd have been the pastor, I'd have come asked, you'd have said, don't you touch that girl till you marry her. And he said, I wouldn't have. And he said, now I would have never had this problem. But said, the pastor that told me it was okay, I listened to him because I wanted to hear what he said. Isn't that normal? Hey, did he disobey God? God told him what to do, didn't he? Just like Adam and Eve. It cost Adam severely too, didn't he, when he didn't obey God. But he disobeyed. And so it cost him 25 years.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.